My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning as much as we can about our bodies, our health, the state of our health, the things that are available, the complements, the alternatives, the good, the bad, the things we do, the things we should be doing are all things that we really have to focus on. A lot of times we don't focus on them until it's later, or we have an issue, or there's an emergency, or a trauma, or a situation. But maybe if we just decided to go ahead and do something a little bit earlier, maybe we could divert some of these things from happening, or put them into a phase that they were easier to handle, or maybe just have a little prevention along the way as well. It seems like today when we decide to buckle down, we're buckling down because there's something already going on. And for all those years that we probably knew we should have and we didn't, it's amazing how a trauma or a scare can really motivate us to head in the right direction. Every day we talk about the things that we should be talking about, the relevant topics for today's health in today's world. I also make sure that we keep them relevant. I mean, the up-to-date things, the things that are important today. It's always good to be able to talk about the way things were and where we came from, how things have changed, because that's important. But also, I think what's more important is, what can I do? I mean, what is it that's available? What can I do that's going to make my life better, healthier, give me more energy, let me sleep better, deal with my stress? Those are the things we want to know, and they're pressing issues that need to be discussed. I also bring you some of the best guests in the industry to make sure that we have their take and their expertise from being out in the trenches or being in the laboratories formulating products and doing technology to allow us to have better choices. That's what the show is all about. Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, I hope you'll tune in live to the show. But courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producers, all of my shows are recorded. They're podcast and archived every single day on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can click on the archive icon and download the shows that are convenient for you. So one way or another, you can stay in touch and also stay up to date on what's going on in the world. I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, not only because they're Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade, which is also amazing information, but I send you there because of the experience of being able to get questions answered and deal with people who have the information and the education and the passion to be able to spend some time. You know, it's really confusing trying to get healthy today. Being unhealthy, if that was the best way to go, we'd all be really good at it because we get to eat all the things we know we shouldn't be eating. We don't have to worry about activity. We don't have to worry about our stress or sleep or anything at all, because getting unhealthy is something that a lot of us just fall into naturally because life gets in the way. Getting healthy, making changes, making life choices, that's where the problems come in. And not only because it's changing up the comfort zones, but also because of the fact that it's allowing us to have so many things to look at and so many directions to go. And then we have the hard time deciding which of the right direction is for us, or is that direction really true to form, or is it just something I read on the internet? Because you can read anything on the internet, you can keep reading until you hear exactly what you want to hear. And in some cases, you know, we'll keep researching until we can find, say, yep, there is, I knew that was right, whether it is or not, we saw it in print. Go to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. A store fully packed with the best of the best lines from the best companies who bring us the best choices, the consumer, so we can choose wisely. Great prices, amazing staff, full service environment every day at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, open Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Enter your email and start getting newsletters, coupons, and in-the-know information, as well as reading those awesome industry articles on the homepage. And a thumbs up on Facebook would be a really good thing to do. So, just getting back from Expo West. I love going to Expo West every year in Anaheim. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger every year. But what's amazing is you get to see a cross-section of all the things that are going on out there. Really hot topics this year, of course, greens and whole foods. CBD has become so big as a topic. Just amazing the interest in this. And with the passage of the Farm Bill, at least things have brought a little bit more flexibility, but still a ways to go on a nation scale to be able to do the things that are important. Gave an amazing lecture with one of the lawyers from Barlean's, and also Marge Roman from Stay Healthy was on the panel as well, representing the retailer point of view on CBD and how to make sure that you are dispelling the right information and staying on the legal side of information, because it's very easy to put information out there sometimes that, you know, kind of may give more information than should be giving at this point in time. And it was just an awesome lecture. We had standing room only, and they turned away a couple hundred people that couldn't get in the room. So it was actually what I would consider to be an amazing, amazing lecture. So I think that it went over really well. Did a podcast also for Mother's Market was out there, because that's a big chain in California, and that was a lot of fun. And I really didn't get to see much of the show because I was actually talking to so many people for all 3 days. But I'll tell you what, the interest and knowledge that is at that show is just unbelievable and unprecedented. And, you know, for people to want, and a lot of the people there, most of the people there are in the field already and having this quest for knowledge because they want to disseminate the good information back to the people in their cities, in their state, in their countries, as well as in their stores. So I think it's amazing. People are really grabbing onto as much information as possible. So once again, great show. Some of the things that I did learn that I was there will bring into later shows with guests that I know were there as well. But today I'm thinking that one of the best things we can do is maybe get a little bit of a jump start, you guessed it, on allergy season. Allergy season is not quite here. It's very close. And we're going to be able to start looking at things a little differently. And I think that for most of us, we're going to start, you know, experiencing allergies, if you're not already, very, very soon. You know, what happens here in the Las Vegas Valley is that a lot of people start, you know, really start looking at the big picture. But usually it happens after they're already sneezing, or they got runny nose, itchy eyes, or they're already starting to experience some of the things that are coming at them full force. And it can be quite annoying. I got to tell you, allergies are rough. And for people that are truly trying to get through the allergy season, you know, there's a lot of different ways to go. So we're going to talk today about maybe how to prepare a little bit more for the allergy season, maybe how to survive it. And I'm going to make you a couple of recommendations that I think you'll be able to get started on right away. Let's face it, every year when things start to bloom, and you can see some of the trees are already blooming. I was looking at the weather report out here in Las Vegas. We'll be in the mid to high 70s by the first of next week, which means that from there on in, we are going to be warming up very quickly. And as we do warm up, what ends up happening is everything blooms. Now, we have had a lot of rain. And years where we do get a lot of rain, different than the years, you know, from a decade or so ago, we got very little rain way back then. Pollination was kind of, well, let's go back 30 years, even up 35 years. You know, a lot of the plants that were here then were mostly desert plants. They had big building booms out here. People came from all over the country, brought their plants with them. and decided that they wanted to bring their own topography from their own states. And before you know it, we have more allergens in the air. Now, they have outlawed fruitless mulberry trees. Olive trees are not being used as much, only the non-blooming kind. But in this city, there are plenty of fruitless mulberry trees, oleanders, olive trees, Bermuda grass, pines, Italian cypress trees that are still here. Many of them are quite large, and they're in some of the older areas of town, but all it takes is one windy day, and pollen is everywhere in the city. You can actually listen to your news every day and see where the pollen counts are, give you a rough idea of what it's like to whether you want to really be outside those days or not. We want to make sure that we are being able to be outside enjoying the spring, but, you know, some people are just, their problems are so intense that they really don't have the ability to be able to be outside. If you're in the Southwest, which means areas like Arizona, New Mexico, the edge of California, Nevada, into Utah, these are what they call the high desert areas. These are areas where we have a lot of problems with those plants I mentioned, oleander trees, olive trees, Bermuda grass, cypress, juniper. Those are the things that put out a heavy amount of pollen. If you live in one of the older areas, you will notice that there are plenty of places and situations going on where you have got to really keep yourself prepared. Like, I have a friend that just moved into town last year, and for the first 3 months got an apartment real quick because it was a really fast situation in an older part of town, really nice apartment, came outside, and his car was covered in an inch of yellow powder, he called it. I said, mulberry pollen. And he said, oh, I've never seen anything like it. And I was driving it away. It was like a storm of this yellow-green dust coming off my car. I said, you know, those areas put out a lot of pollen. I said, can you imagine if you'd had an allergy to that? And he says, I don't think I would have been able to breathe. I said, you probably wouldn't. Now, people that have those allergies, they have two different roads that they can follow. They can follow the road of using something to either cover up or help you deal with either the breathing, the respiratory, the sneezing, the itchy eyes, the runny nose, or you can deal with those things a little differently by going more on the natural side and actually building your immune system to make your immune system stronger so that you'll have maybe a better chance of being able to deal with some of those situations. Now, people think it's a matter of the immune system not functioning, but actually it's the immune system overreacting. The immune system goes into this spastic, hyperactive state and responds to the pollens by releasing histamine. And histamine is a chemical that causes pretty much most of the symptoms that we experience with allergies. Things like runny or stuffy nose, congestion, itchy ears and watery, itchy eyes, itchy roof of your mouth and the back of your throat. One allergy symptom people don't recognize is usually generalized fatigue. It really kind of causes burnout. It kind of causes a little bit of fatigue, but most of the time you're spending most of the day sneezing, drying your eyes, blowing your nose, clearing your throat, and it is quite annoying. Now, the biggest problem is everybody reacts differently. The first 5 or 6 years that I was here, I did not have any symptoms. I didn't respond ever. Now, I grew up in the Midwest. In the Midwest, I was allergic to birch trees, maple trees, ragweed, goldenrod, those kind of things. Well, those plants are not out here. So when I was in California and then I moved to here, I had no allergies. I was elated that I had none of those allergies. But about my 6th year, I woke up one day and my eyes were swollen shut and I couldn't breathe. And I thought to myself, I guess I had to just be bombarded enough and then desensitized enough to the point when my body couldn't handle it. Now, a lot of people say, you know, can you grow out of it? Yeah. I've had people that have had it for years, and like last year, I had hardly no symptoms. I think I had a little bit of itchy throat, but the year before that, it was a struggle just to make sure I had enough balance with what I was using. This year, not so much. Now, what's funny is last year in November, I was in Texas, and Texas has a late blooming tree down there. I can't remember what the name of it was, but all I know is I couldn't breathe the whole time I was in Houston. And everybody was having trouble sneezing, runny nose, all that stuff with whatever that tree was. They say for it's like a week or 2 weeks of something, and it was just terrible, you know. But when we came back here, there was nothing. But, you know, this year with the amount of rain that we've had, growth is going to be huge. And we are going to notice that there's going to be tons and tons of different kinds of pollens that are going to be in extreme levels. So we want to start preparing. You know, one of the biggest things that people have a tendency to fall privy to is they're great water drinkers during the summer. And then they go into the fall, and as it cools down, their mental state starts saying, I don't need as much water because I'm not dehydrating. Well, we know that that's crazy because we dehydrate as much in the winter, sometimes more than we do in the summer, wearing heavier clothes, and then the cold outside, going to the heat inside, more blankets. You know, we actually dehydrate as much in the winter. But the thing is, and then they get out of the habit. And then they're going after the first of the year. It's the second, third month. And they're still not drinking the water because it's not really warm out. So when they start getting hit by allergies, that mucus gets very thick and very gluey. And because they're not really hydrating like they should, it stays around a little bit longer, which also allows bacteria to attach to it. So we end up with a lot more rhinitis and sinusitis and allergies and nasal infections and lung infections and bronchial infections because we've got sticky, gooey mucus and we've got allergens attaching. And then on top of that, we've got bacteria attaching on there and then we've got infections. So the number one thing that we have to do is we need to be a water drinker all year long, all during the summer, drink water in the winter. But I'll tell you, right now is the time to keep as hydrated as you possibly can. Now, a lot of people, when they start having allergies, the first thing we want to do, of course, is make the annoying parts of the allergies go away. What can I do that will get rid of my runny nose, itchy eyes, congestion, the roof of my mouth is itching, the back of my throat, I'm coughing, I'm sneezing, my ears are bothering me. We want to get rid of it as fast as we can. And the way to do that, of course, is to run to the drugstore, like most people think we only have one option, and then buy a box or bottle of something that has all of those things that annoy us listed on the front. Now, they call them multi-symptom relief products. Have I used them? You bet. I've used them over the years when I was traveling and I had a lecture, I had something I had to do, and I needed extra help because all of a sudden I was in a town where I had no idea what was causing the allergy. What I used in Las Vegas, which is indigenous to the high desert, didn't work in that part of the country. So you have to do something really quick. Of course, you amp up your supplements and you do all of that, but you need something at that point in time. So I understand the frustration. But I also understand that building our immune system and getting our bodies stronger and healthier and more in tune and more in shape, they're going to be able to deal with things better. It's no different than building our bodies during flu and cold season. If you are healthier and you are stronger and you are eating good food and hydrating and de-stressing and decompressing your heavy stress, chances of you getting sick with a flu and the cold is going to be much less than someone who is run down, smoking, you know, eating lousy foods, not resting, dealing with stress, and just burning their body out. They're going to get hit usually a lot faster. So are there really healthy people that still have trouble? Well, of course. Everybody's bodies are a little bit different. But we need to make sure that we are trying to do everything we can. Now, I have on hand when I travel, something that I can use is through a drugstore, and I keep it with me. I've had the same one in my bag for probably about a year and a half. Haven't used it, only but once, and that was in Texas. And I keep it with me as part of the things you carry with you when you travel. It's kind of like when people travel, they always bring the things that they might need. And as you travel more and more, you start to figure out what those things are. And that's something that I carry with me. So you never know when you're going to need something like that. So when you start thinking about allergies and you start thinking about the things that you should be doing, you know, where the heck do we start? Well, I think one of the things we need to seriously do is find a better way of approaching, you know, our allergy season and maybe thinking about it as like a venture, something that we really need to focus on. So number one, you want to make sure that you're keeping in mind some of the natural alternatives that are available. Remember, allergies are caused by the immune system's overreaction to harmless substance, like an animal dander or a pollen. Like allergy medication, some supplements can help by blocking the chemicals reaction that result in allergy symptoms. Now, there are many individual herbs that are used actually around the world for different kinds of things. Butterbur is an herb that's used very much around the herbal world. They actually talk about it, you know, being something that truly does make a difference. It does not cause sleepiness. It does not consider itself to be a sedating antihistamine. And that's really, really important because, you know, some of the things that people grab off a shelf, they don't realize that they could actually be making themselves very, very tired. You know, a lot of people like to use products that, you know, relax them at the same time, but it's kind of hard to stay focused, you know, when you have something sedating you at the same time. You should make sure that you are using a quality butterbur. You can get that in supplement form. You can also look at some of your allergy preparations because many of these are found in blends. Quercetin, which is found in wine and many fruits and vegetables, may work as a mast cell stabilizer. Helps to block the release of histamine that causes inflammation. Quercetin is sort of the herbal equivalent to chromalin sodiate, which is kind of like nasal chrome, which is somebody uses, they use those through the drugstore. I think that when people start using quercetin, they find that it also is very just good for the immune system. And, you know, it kind of makes their body a little bit healthy, stronger in the immune system area. And who doesn't want their immune system to be stronger? Stinging nettle. These are things that I want you to either think about separately, or I want you to take a look at maybe them in blended combination. Often used as an allergy supplement, it's a botanical, contains carotene and vitamin K, and it also contains a little quercetin. Very, very effective at the first onset of having allergies. So not a lot of research on stinging nettle, but it's been used around the world. And a lot of people do run to it. A lot of people use it in their allergy preparations. Bromelain, a lot of people know bromelain from being an enzyme from pineapple, but it's also a wonderful natural in its own right, anti-inflammatory. So it's good for things like swelling of the nasal congestion areas and also maybe a little thinning of that gluey mucus. But of course, we know what does that best, water. Lemon water, even better as well. And some people even think about using some of the vitamin C's in higher dosages and some of the effervescent vitamin C's. And those are also really, really important. Now, a lot of people ask about, you know, eating mucousy food. Well, you know, if you have a standard American diet, chances are you have a lot of mucus-forming foods. And if you are knee-deep in allergies, one of the best things you could do, maybe during allergy season for maybe the month of March, April, and May, those heavy-duty pollen months, is maybe eat more of a Mediterranean diet or eat more of a high-protein, low-carb diet, because both of them will actually cut out a lot, if not all, of the mucus-forming foods. And if you cut out those mucus-forming foods like breads and pastas and rice and sugar and milk and a lot of the dairy products, you probably will not have to be dealing with at least one part of the allergy symptoms or drastically less in the area of mucus and runny nose and congestion and gluey gunk coming out of your nose and out of your chest. You know, so by cutting that out of the way, you actually eat more fruits, more vegetables, things that contain more moisture, so you actually can work a little bit better in that area. And I think that's really important, you know, because sometimes we are what we eat. And if you're eating a lot of mucusy foods and you've got allergies, you're going to be, you know, cake full of mucus. So definitely keep that in mind. All right, let me see. Natural allergy preparations take a little longer because you're not just working on the symptoms themselves, you're also working on building the body to make it stronger so that the body can do its job. You know, I think sometimes when people are talking about supplementation, they forget that what we're trying to do by supplementing our diet is we're trying to fill the voids and the cracks and the crevices, and we're trying to put ourselves into a more of a healing, defensive, proactive mode. Because when you give your body the tools that it needs and you supply it with the energy and the weapons that it needs to be able to arm itself and build its arsenal against so many things that it comes in contact with, the body is then able to do its job more effectively. The body is the miraculous thing. We're just supplying it with tools. And many tools people don't even realize are tools. A good night's rest is a tool. Drinking plenty of water, that's a tool. Staying active, decompressing from your stress, working on your positive attitude, getting rid of your negativity. If you are negative all the time, you are wearing your body down, and I guarantee you, you are wearing down the people around you. You know, so it's never a good thing. It's positivity can actually boost your immune system, keep you more positive, keep you more focused. And it's not the easiest things to do when there's a whole bunch of things that are kind of pulling you down at the time. You know, I was actually talking with someone over the weekend, and they've been going through just a myriad of problems, and there's been deaths in the family and, you know, severe things, a couple of people in his family treating for cancer, and he was just his normal, energetic, positive, bounce off the wall self. And I was just, and I get it. I've been through this before. It's very hard to keep that composure because a lot of people have a tendency to get upset and stressed about things that, you know, they may be issues, but they just let them completely take over their life and their personality. I get that. But these are serious things, deaths and cancer and chemo and radiation and surgeries and hospitals. I guarantee you that takes a lot of wear and tear. And I said to him, I said, how are you doing this? And he said, look, he said, I pray every day. He says, I keep a positive attitude. I'm supportive. Anything anybody needs, I'm there for them. He says, but if I wear myself down, just trying to deal with the negativity of the situation, if they need me, I won't be able to be there because I'll be sick or depressed or run down or in bed and dealing and focusing. And I'm going to be in the bed next to him. I said, is it hard? And he said, it's terribly hard. He said, but I'll tell you what, when you can walk in and see one of them and be as much of your positive self as person, as normal person that you usually are, he goes, it brings them up as well. He said, because it's very easy to walk into a hospital room, walk into a room when someone's getting chemo and have that look on your face, like a combination of fear and pity and all those things at the same time. He says, if you think that lifts that person up when you keep breaking down and wearing yourself down and they know that they're part of the cause of what's causing all that undue stress, if you think that brings them up in the world, it doesn't. But if you walk in bouncing off the wall, it might just lighten things up a little bit and maybe just bring them a little bit of a ray of hope and sunshine. And you know, that really does make sense. So when our body has the tools to do the things it needs to do, it's going to be more proactive. And if we realize the power and the strength of our bodies and how amazing they are as these intricate machines that are only as good as we allow them to be and only as well fueled as we fuel them and only as well rested as we take the time to rest them, you know, once you realize that you can do all these things and you are in more control over than what you think you are, I think things get just a little bit better and there's a better perspective to your health in general. We're all going to have rough times. Everybody's going to hit a wall. Everybody's going to have something bad. Everybody's eventually going to have a situation, a problem. Some people are going to have years and decades of problems. You know, you just have to do everything you can to stay as healthy as you can. Being a little bit ahead of time and a little bit proactive is really important. And that's why I try to do this show for allergies earlier. I used to wait till like May and do it, but now I do February and March time just because of the fact that we still got some colder weather, so I'm still a little ahead of the game. But when we come back from our break, I want to talk about something that you can start right now that will make a dramatic difference that I've been talking about for well over 15 or more years, and I think you're going to really enjoy it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jeffrey Burke, the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. I've been recommending Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract to people for many years now, actually decades. With over 700 peer-reviewed published scientific papers on everything from immune function to cholesterol, homocysteine, high blood pressure, and overall cardioprotective effects. Organic and odorless Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is the only truly odorless garlic supplement guaranteed not to upset your stomach or give you that embarrassing garlic odor. Available in capsules, tablet, and liquid. With many different formulas, choose the one that's right for you and for your individual health care needs. So do what I do. Eat right, exercise, get plenty of rest, and take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Your heart will love it. Available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store here in Las Vegas, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. You can also get more information at www.kyolic.com. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Life Seasons is committed to providing high-quality, condition-specific supplements that support a healthy and vibrant life. Life Seasons is guided by a simple yet powerful belief. Best ingredients. Best formulas. Best results. Life Seasons clearly states the levels of each ingredient, and all products are magnesium stearate free. gluten-free, and made with the purest ingredients available. Life Seasons does extensive research to develop their condition-specific formulas and are guided by four core philosophies in the development of its formulas. First, we take a naturopathic approach, meaning we try to get to the base cause of the illness and trying to bring the body's own innate healing force into play to heal the patient inside out, or metaphorically, from the ground up. Second, we incorporate an eclectic approach. It means that the doctor or practitioner is going to choose from a wide range of treatment options and opt for the one or ones that seem best, as long as the treatments are natural, holistic, and non-invasive. Third, we use doctrine of signatures, which is one of the oldest aspects of a foundational tenet of scientific investigation, observation. Ancient herbalists noticed by general and close observation of physical characteristics of plants, things like color, shape of leaves or roots, growing conditions, environmental preferences, and animal usage, that plants gave clues as to what uses as food and medicine they might be effectively used for. Lastly, we formulate tonics. Did you know that the oldest systems of medicine in the world, TCM and Ayurvedic medicine, teach about and use a class of medicines known as tonics as their highest, best treatments? Tonics allow the body to work its way into balance, and balance cures faster and more deeply than any external force. See the complete line of Life Seasons products at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston.
Looks like you have your hands full.
Oh, sometimes he gets so excited he's nearly impossible to handle.
You might want to try something I use for my dog.
What's that?
Cedar Bear Naturals liquid herbal products for pets.
Herbs for pets?
Sure, think about it. They don't have any chemicals, preservatives, or alcohol. Only herbs are used in the products. What could be more natural? Cedar Bear Naturals has herbal formulas for most of my pet's needs.
Do you think they'd have something to calm Barkley down?
I'm sure they do. They're easy to use, and they taste good, too.
Sounds great. I can't wait to try Cedar Bear Naturals pet products. Who'd have thought herbs for pets?
You'll love them. So will Barkley. Right, boy?
Cedar Bear Naturals. You know where to get them. Stay healthy. 840 South Rancho at Charleston in the touted country center.
All right, I'm back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. You'll find them on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. 840 South Rancho Drive. Remember, that's the address. Right on that northwest corner, they just had their anniversary special a couple weeks ago, their celebration, and I just think that it was a great event, and they want to, of course, keep thanking everybody for showing up and being part of their celebration, their 35th year in the Las Vegas Valley. They're also Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, so stop by for the best of the best, including the best knowledge, the best education, and the best products, and the best prices every day, all of it in a full-service environment. Well, today we're talking about allergies. We're talking about a lot of different things, from even bringing in humidifiers into your bedroom and making sure you have movement of air and cleaning out the dust off the vents and the dust under the beds and things like that. During the pollination period, you may be someone that needs to come in and go right into your laundry room and take off your clothes and throw them in the washer. Because if you carry that pollen that gets all over your clothing, I'm telling you what, you're going to carry it all through the house, and you're going to be, the inside environment is going to be more harsh than the outside environment. Yes, it's a couple extra steps. I recommend leaving your shoes at the front door, because if you carry it through the house, pollen is falling out through the house, getting in the carpet. And if you stop and you have to sit on the couch or on the chair and put your feet up, it's in the carpeting. It's on the upholstery. So you can carry it with you so easily throughout the house. So definitely keep that in mind. The other thing are allergens in the air inside your house. Change your filters frequently. You can buy boxes of really cheap, inexpensive filters that you can change every 2 weeks, or you can buy the more expensive ones and maybe change them every single month. But a really helpful hint for you, and this happens to every one of us, you take out the filters, you try to carry it through the house, and you bump into the wall or bump into a couch, and all stuff falls back into the air again, and it just gets recirculated back into the air through the system. I found this years ago to be the smartest thing. I take a big garbage bag. I take it out of where it is. I put it in the bag. I seal the bag. And then I carry the bag through the house. Because I am personally one of those people that'll hit the banister. I'll bump into this. I'll have a dog jump up on me and knock the garbage off the filter out of the floor into the air. So this way it's done. So I go to two spots. I change both filters, put them in a bag, tie a bag, and out the door we go into the garbage. That gets it out of the house. But changing those filters really does make a difference. Purifying your air, sprays like the air therapy spray is very nice. You can still get that at Stay Healthy. It's wonderful for freshening the air. Making sure that you are, if your air is very, very dry, think about bringing in a humidifier into the house. Some people like to use them in their bedrooms and maybe a drop of eucalyptus oil at night, which is also very effective. Changing your sheets as often as you can. If you do come in the house and you've been outside all day, once you shed your clothes in the laundry room and kick off your shoes at the front door, the best thing you can do is take a shower and wash the pollen off the skin, off your hair, off your face, off your arms and hands, because it does stick to you and you do carry it. And if you come right home and lay down in your bed, you're going to be breathing all the stuff you were outside dealing with all night long. Now, Many years ago, we started talking about Las Vegas Allergy Mix. This is an amazing product. And I think that people that kind of understand it a little bit better, and the way that I understand it and the way that I've learned to understand it is to take me back to my childhood, because I'm allergic to bees and bee stings. And what they did way back then is you would go to your doctor's office once a month, and they would give you an injection or an inoculation in your arm. And in that inoculation would be the thing that they were trying to build your resistance to. In my case, it was bee venom. So they would give you a shot with a very small amount, and they would watch to see if you had an irritation or a redness. And you would just hang out, watch TV, and play with toys because we were young. And in an hour, they would look at it. And if you were okay, the next time they would give you one a little bit stronger until they got you to the point, in my case, where I could handle a full one, two, or three full bee stings and not have a reaction. They were desensitizing you, in their words, to the allergen. They would do the same thing with other trees and flowers and plants and other allergies that people had. So they said by the end I could handle a bee sting, but over the years, every time I've got stung, I've ended up in the hospital just as a precaution, and never went into the breathing and respiratory, but of course they give you adrenaline. And when I go camping, I carry one of those little injections that you can use of adrenaline just in case, too, because your throat closes. You can't breathe when you have that kind of an allergy. And I've been pretty lucky so far. Now, understanding that, when I first came in contact with the Las Vegas Allergy Mix, I kept thinking to myself, okay, this is a homeopathic remedy. Homeopathic medicines basically are diluted, finely diluted, then re-diluted, and diluted again in big parts of water, and then they take a part of it. And if you've ever studied at all on homeopathy, less is more, and similar equals similar. So let's say that you had an allergy to something, they would take one part of that, put it in like 10 or 100 parts of water. And when it was diluted, they'd take a part of that and put it into another 100 parts of water. And when it's diluted, they take that, and they keep diluting it down. And every time they dilute it, it gets an X after it. 5X, 6X, 10X, 30X. And that's the whole principle of homeopathic, giving you basically kind of like that allergy shot, the things that you are having the problem with, to build a desensitizing situation in your body. Now, the Las Vegas Allergy Mix is amazing for this part of the region, those regions I talked about earlier, the high desert areas, because in it, you get the most formulated, targeted airborne in this area. Things like Elterania tinnitus, which is a mold, Cladosporium fulvum, which is a mold, European olive, fruitless mulberry, mountain cedar, oleander, Rocky Mountain juniper, and Eustalago smut, which is another mold. Now, their idea is, and I had a hard time wrapping my mind around it, but then I thought about my childhood, and I've used it every year since then, is to use this every day, two or three times a day, to build your resistance to the things that actually cause the problem. So when you come in contact with them, your body basically says, no big deal. I'm getting this every day. So my first season that I tried, it was well over a couple decades ago, or pretty darn near close to 20 years. And they have you do like 20 drops under your tongue, or make like a third, almost a half a dropper under your tongue. And you hold it for about 2 or 3 minutes. Now, at that point, you can swallow. And you do it 2 or 3 times a day. It's non-toxic, it's cruelty-free, it's non-GMO, it's vegan, it's gluten-free, all those good things. It's all created in care with an FDA-regulated approved facility, so it's all the good stuff. I have literally recommended this to tens of thousands of people, more and more if you count all the radio shows over the years. And the reason I have is because it really works well. Once you wrap your mind around the idea that you are building up your resistance to those same things that are causing the problem, then it makes sense. Now, some of the common questions that come in are things like, how long should I use it? Well, you can use it during all of allergy season. There are some people out here that have allergies all year long and may go ahead and use it only on during an allergy season. They may use it off and on throughout the year. This is a homeopathic medicine providing temporary relief of seasonal allergy symptoms. Local formulas or mixers have been developed by homeopathically prepared allergens, which stimulate the body's own ability to heal itself on a deeper level instead of suppressing the symptoms. Now, the next thing is, when should I take the allergy mix? Take it at the first sign of symptoms. I recommend if you have the history every single year and you know you're going to get it, start a little bit before. You can do it up to 6 times a day. Benefits will be noticed with up to 1 to 3 times daily dosages. Some people feel immediate relief and some will benefit after a couple days. For if you're using it for the first time, you know, go through a whole bottle and see how you do. You're going to love it. I know you are. Now, 10 to 15 drops is the equivalent dose to the amount that one squeeze of the dropper to the little pipeline will give you. Some people like to count the drops. Some people like to fill it up like to the little line there and use it that way. It's up to you. Everybody reacts differently. Some people feel it within 15 minutes up to an hour. Some people it takes a week or so to get in their system. But realize what you are doing is helping to desensitize, and I think that's really important. It is a homeopathic blend. It's very safe. I have parents that use it for themselves and their kids. I always say if you're going to use it, if you're cautious or even sensitive or even concerned lightly, take it to your doctor and show it to your medical practitioner. I have a lot of pediatric physicians over the years that have definitely recommended Las Vegas Mix because it has no chemicals and it has nothing to cause sedation and it has nothing that's going to make the body hyper or raise blood pressure. That's another thing about buying your stuff from a drugstore, your allergy preps. I get it. We get desperate. Read your labels on the back. You may find some of them that'll say, do not use if you have a thyroid condition or hypertension. And with men, a lot of men start using a lot of these allergy preparations. They can actually be very detrimental and tighten up the prostate. So, you know, read your labels. It's very, very important. If you're going to give it to your kids under the age of probably 12, I think it's always good to share it with your medical practitioner. It's just a good idea. Chances are they're going to find out it's homeopathic and they're going to be fine. But, you know, isn't it always good just to be open with your doctor? Now, the liquid does carry alcohol as a carrier, but the amount ingested is negligible with proper use. Pharmaceutical-grade alcohol is used. Any drug interactions? No. If you're on a lot of medications, once again, check with your practitioner and see what's going on, or at least make them aware of what you're using. Now, allergy mix is for temporary relief of allergy symptoms, such as watery, itchy eyes, runny nose, sinus congestion, as well as sneezing, coughing, scratching, throat, all that kind of stuff that you find on the same labels you get on every allergy preparation at your 7-Eleven or your drugstores. This is a natural way of doing it. I find that it really does not only just give us relief, but, you know, I've had it where over the years where the mulberries were so terrible and I was just dying every time I'd go outside, because in some of the areas where we're in, you see a lot of these older trees, and these older trees have tons of pollen. One, you know, 20, 30-year-old mulberry tree can put out a ton of pollen. And they're beautiful trees, but, you know, we pay the price for that pollination season. Does it actually build your immune system? No. Can it actually help you with some desensitizing against it? Yeah, that's kind of what I see from it. You know, I just think that we do better and better. And then the same allergy is, can I outgrow my allergies? Yes. Not everybody has the same allergies now as they did when they were kids. Some kids had allergies to milk and dairy, and now they eat it as an adult. Some people are sensitive to certain kinds of things when you're younger. Some people are perfectly fine their whole life, and when they get older, they get an allergy. That could be a digestive situation as well.
Everything is different for everyone. The whole idea is to know the availability of complements and alternatives and then find what works for you. There's no set way that everybody that walks through the same door is going to get the same thing. It doesn't work that way because all of our bodies are different. All of our lifestyles are different. We all eat different foods, sleep different ways, handle stress different. Our histories, our genetics, our ethnicities, our ages, our activity levels, you know, everything we do is different. So we all react differently. And I think that's really important. A lot of people ask, is this an FDA-approved product? I know that the Allergy Mix is manufactured in an FDA-approved facility. The facility is inspected and licensed and regulated by both state and federal regulations, so that's very comforting to me. A lot of people ask about gluten. Obviously, it does not contain gluten. And yes, it's vegan. So those are some questions that a lot of people do ask along the way. It can be used indefinitely once you open it. As long as you keep it stored in a dry, cool place, because a lot of people say, well, I have some from last year. Yes, you can use it. It's perfectly fine. What I find out here in Las Vegas that a lot of people don't really get, they think that allergy season is primarily in the spring. And for most people, it is during initial pollination. I get a little bit in the spring. My problem is fall. Like end of October, November, the beginning of December, there's some of the die-off of some of the trees and the pollens. That's when I get my allergies the most. And then, of course, with change of climate, I'm also fighting flu and cold germs at the same time. So it's kind of a hard mix. But I enjoy using the Las Vegas mix in the spring. I don't use as much, maybe once a day. In the winter, I use it sometimes 2-3 times a day. But I have it on hand because it works. And once you find something that makes a difference, you want to stay with it. Does it taste terrible? No, it just kind of tastes like herbally, kind of. It really doesn't have much flavor. Once you use it the first time, you will just kind of be like, oh, okay, that's what it tastes like. And I think you'll really, really enjoy it. Now, a lot of people ask about homeopathy. Homeopathy itself is a natural health system that uses many materials, including plants and minerals and animals in small amounts to stimulate the body's natural healing mechanism. Homeopathy medicine works with, rather than against, the body's natural ability to help itself and heal itself on a deeper level instead of suppressing the symptoms. A lot of people ask about the safety. Homeopathic medicines are safe. Officially recognized as over-the-counter drugs in most countries. In the United States, they're recognized as a drug and manufactured in FDA-regulated approved facilities. It's actually another whole field of medicine, homeopathy. And when most people start using homeopathic products, they understand and they like it because of the safety factor. How do I know what pollens I'm allergic to? Well, you need to learn the pollens in your areas. Monitor the pollen levels of those allergic plants to determine, you know, your sensitive area. Now, a lot of people don't have any trouble with olive trees or any of those. It's mulberries. And then I have some people that sail right through mulberry pollination, olive, cypress, cedar, all of those until they get to pine pollen. And then pine pollen for them is really, really rough. And, you know, you have to listen to your body. Another common question, how do I know if I have a cold or allergies? Well, cold and allergies have pretty similar symptoms. Cold symptoms are resolved within 2 weeks or less. Allergies can last for months or even years. With a cold, the discharge from the nose has color and is accompanied by body aches and pains. With allergies, it's usually clear. And you know you're getting them when you can't turn the waterworks off and you're thinking to yourself, where is all this liquid coming from? You know, that's pretty heavy. Now, what is pollen count? You know, what does it actually mean? Well, it's a method of technique of measuring pollen. Pollen grains are collected on a per square meter base over a 24-hour period. This collection represents a certain collection area at specific time. Pollen counts collected include trees, weed, grasses, and mold spores. The numbers are developed into a system of low, medium, or high, indicating the degree of pollen count in the air. And when you do have allergies, it's good to watch the news every day, and they will tell you, where they tell you humidity and air and wind and all that stuff, they will say the pollen count today is in the medium category or the high category, you know, and it's good to know because if it's a high pollen count day and you do not have to be out in it, don't be out in it. If you have the availability of being able to stay back because I'll tell you what, it does make a difference. How come some people are allergic to pollen and other people's are not? That's a really good question. Allergies, to some extent, can be genetic. Individuals with pollen allergies have an immune system that overreacts to certain pollens. Exposure to allergens at times when the body's defenses are lower or weakened also seems to be a factor. So a lot of different things to look at. I recommend plenty of water, cutting out your dairy foods and your dairy kind of mucousy foods out of your diet during allergy season, eating lots of fruits and vegetables and good quality proteins. It's something to definitely do. I had a friend and she gets allergies and she cut all the food out, but she forgot to remember that she was having a smoothie twice a day with milk and she couldn't figure out where the mucus was coming from. And then she realized that she needed to switch to water or juice for the time being, you know, get her through allergy season. I already know people that are suffering. I'm already getting emails and texts and messages. So I'll make sure that I'm addressing this for you and staying on it. We'll do another show probably in April to keep you abreast of allergy season. I hope that you'll take the time to go to Stay Healthy and check out the Las Vegas Allergy Mix. It really just makes good sense. And once you try it, it'll be something that you go back to. And maybe it'll keep you from using some of the things that are more chemical based and things that really, you know, rather than covering up the problem, let's work with the body. Maybe make the body a little stronger. And then the stronger part comes from us too. Better food, more water, more rest, more activity, balance your stress, kick the negativity to the curb, be more positive. These are things that we can do. Yes, life gets in the way. I get it. It happens to all of us, you know, and it doesn't make it easy. But what it does do is it allows us to maybe, you know, take a step back and take a big look at what's going on out there and think to yourself, oh my goodness, you know, I need to prioritize and maybe, you know, put things in an order of preference and maybe let some of these things that are bothering me stop bothering me. And that might mean you have to make some choices in your life, and that's okay. It's our life. If we have to make choices and changes, we need to do it and do it for ourselves. I hope you'll head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Fully packed store, best quality products, great prices, knowledgeable staff, all of those wonderful things make you feel comfortable, get your questions answered, and leave with the right products and the best quality products you can get in the nutrition marketplace. They're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Make sure to enter your email right on the webpage, and then you'll be privy to downloadable sent and emailed to you newsletters. Also, there's coupons, and there's all kinds of in-the-know information. And, of course, those industry-based wonderful articles right on the homepage that will be there to allow you to do the best of the best and be able to make sure that everything you're doing is working for you. And, you know, get good information. You know, the more you read, the more you know, the better you are as far as the field of health and nutrition. You know, sometimes I think our naiveness or maybe our inability to really prioritize and make it important until we absolutely need it is what sets us back a little bit. So I try to bring you the information so you can stay on top. Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning is when I'm here on the show. And we always try to make sure everything is relevant to the season, to the situation, to us today in today's world, the things we need to talk about. And hopefully those are the things we always try to get on. I bring you the best guests as well. These are some of the amazing educators and formulators and company founders of the biggest companies in the natural products industry. And we're able to get them here to talk, to chat, to inform. And remember, if you can't tune into all of that live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, every one of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived daily on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where if you click on the archive icon, you can download the show, listen to any of the shows that you want to listen to again or the first time, or maybe you want to send a friend there and say, you need to listen to Monday's show. It was on allergies. It's great. It'll learn a lot, and maybe it'll help you during the season. So I hope you have a great day. Let's start the week off with good positive attitude. Let's kick the negativity to the curb. Let's start taking control for allergy season. Do something healthy just for you. Be well and God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy.
For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.